Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for jumping on Wealth Protector TV. Really excited about this episode. This is our channel at Barth Calderone. We're an asset protection, estate planning, and business planning firm serving clients across the country. And our main goal is to provide value to you, to teach, guide, help where we can. And I'm talking to paralegal at Barth Calderone, Craig Strom. What's going on, my man?
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Yeah, and we're going to jump into this. And I want to tell people, first of all, I'm going to share my screen because this is very important. Let me pull this up here. Because anytime anybody takes the time to watch one of our episodes here, we want to give back to you. Craig, can you see this text Guard Assets up there?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Guard Assets, 650-459-2712.
So this is a way for you to get one-on-one with Craig and the team, the attorneys and Craig, for a complimentary planning assessment, asset protection, estate planning, whatever it is, bring any issue to the table, big issue, small issue, anything in between. Just go to your cell phone and text Guard Assets to that phone number. You'll get a link to sign up. It's real easy. So take advantage of that and look forward to giving you some help. So, Craig, let's jump into this. What we're talking about today is estate planning, the different stages of your life. And where we start with stage one is young adults, 18 to 30. And we know estate planning is for everyone. If you've got any assets, kids, whatever's going on in your life, you need estate planning. So let's talk about phase one, young adults, 18 to 30. What's going on? What should those people be thinking about?
Well, number one, at 18 to 30, especially in the 18 range, 18-year-olds are immortal, and they don't think about any of this stuff. It's generally a conversation with the family, with their parents. But the big one that I have found—
I think I was lying in a gutter somewhere at the age of 18.
I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, they are immortal. I know I was. You know, you don't think about any of this stuff. But the interesting thing that I found as a motivator for 18, 19, 20-year-olds is their freedom, the topic of freedom. And you had mentioned this to me before we had gotten started, and you've had experience with this with clients in our firm, that the one simple thing, like a power of attorney for healthcare, but making sure that your parents or someone you trust can actually make decisions for you if you were injured or hurt or something like that. And this one thing really motivated at many times actually was, hey, Mr. or Ms. 18, 19-year-old, I mean, if you were injured, you know, like, you know, this situation or that situation, and you're stuck in a hospital bed, do you really want to, you know, waste away in a hospital bed for the next 20 years? And the answer is unanimously no. Because they're vibrant, young, 18-year-old, they don't want that. And then the follow-up is, of course, well, you might want to have a simple healthcare power of attorney to make sure that your mom or dad or best friend or sister or brother can make those decisions for you. Because if you don't have it, you might end up as a ward of the state. And the only thing worse than, I guess, being stuck in that gutter, Paul, would be stuck in a hospital room wasting away for years. So
yeah, no, it's a good point. Healthcare directives. And I know at that stage of life, too, it's, you know, you're maybe starting for the first time, retirement accounts, insurance policies, and having the right beneficiaries on those things, 401ks, IRAs. Again, not something everybody thinks about, but important to get that done at that stage in your life, correct?
Absolutely. Actually, I met someone recently at a car club event that had a young man, I think he was 19 years old, and he is actually making substantial money as a professional video game racing driver.
Like on
Twitch, you know, this website that really has all the gamers. Well, he is an accomplished race car driver, and he makes good money driving on digital race car events, sponsors and all kinds of stuff. He's actually making money. And I asked him if he had his financial power of attorney done. Had he done anything to make sure that if he was injured in one of his real race car events where he's driving a real car, if he was injured, how would his parents be able to manage his business? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, that's a financial power of attorney, right?
Right, right. No, good point. Absolutely. Good point. And I see more and more people jumping on. Great to have you here. Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to early career, 30 to 45. And this is, obviously an important stage in life. What's going on here, Craig? What should people be thinking about?
Well, the big one for me, because I'm a life insurance guy from a long time ago, is you get into that 30 to 45, you're probably starting to think about either having kids or already had kids, and you're starting to actually make a significant paycheck, or you've got a mom and dad both working to pay the bills and raising kids. Life insurance should be a big conversation. And let me be clear, Paul, it doesn't need to be fancy schmancy, cash value life insurance. Don't get sucked into that conversation young in life. It's just good, basic term life insurance to replace your paycheck if you were gone all of a sudden. That's a big one. And you're really starting to ramp up 401ks, IRAs, beneficiary designations are important, right?
Yeah. And you know, I've got the four kids, and at this stage of my life, I'm past 45 now. You probably can't tell, but I am.
Way past 45, way past.
But I mean, as we were having kids starting then, this is something that, obviously I'm in the industry, I was thinking about it, surrounded by people who reminded me, but I started getting into this and saying, okay, what if something happened to me? And so I got the life insurance, way back when, and got the four kids, didn't want to take any chances. So it definitely was on my radar.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in a big way, this is the time when for spouses, okay? And this is a critical, critical piece that I want to mention, because this came up recently. That when I say spouses, that can be same-sex couples that are either married or not. That can be husband and wife. All of these are related to the same topic I'm about to mention, which is going back to that powers of attorney, making sure that your partner, your spouse, has the appropriate power of attorney for you in the event that something happens. I mean, this is the time when your family is growing, for example, that your income is growing, you have a mortgage, car payment. You want to make sure you have those powers of attorney. Now is a great time to start thinking about having a full estate plan that connects with your life insurance and your 401k beneficiaries, et cetera.
Yeah. And what we always talk about is, when people hear the term estate plan, they think it's for, the people who are multimillionaires, billionaires, and for sure they need estate planning, but it's, as we go through this, you'll see, and those listening, that it's not about that. It's about just taking control of your life, because if you don't, then the courts are going to step in and start making decisions for you. So estate planning, the way we define it here, is get organized, get updated, get protected. So, all right.
There's a big one to add in there, Paul. I don't want to miss it, because in that 30 to 45 range, you very likely could have young children. Under 18, right? Okay. And the big one, and this actually happened just recently to me, where I've heard of it many times over the years, but never been so close to it, sitting right there at the table at dinner, listening to a family just share a very difficult story where young mom and dad were both killed in a car accident. And this is a sister relaying the story of her sister and her brother-in-law dying in a car accident. And it was terrible. But the real terrible part was the family had to then go fight with the county family courts to get custody of the kids. Right. The kids were home, and Some were in the car. Kids were home. The county took the kids and put them in foster care for over a week. Because there was no guardianship orders. There was nothing done in the estate plan. The family was able to get the kids back, but the county family courts had jurisdiction. They stepped in because there was no plan for guardianship.
And God forbid there's an argument there amongst family members about who's taking the kids.
Right. That's
ugly.
Right.
Yeah. No. Good
yeah,
one.
You don't want that.
No, and I remember you telling me about that and you dealing with that. All right, now we're getting into mid-career, 45 to 65. What's going on there, Craig? What should people be thinking about?
This is absolutely a place to be reviewing your estate plan or the lack thereof. But when we talk estate plan in the early years, we might only be talking about, because you don't own a home yet, you might just need a simple will, powers of attorney, just good basic stuff, because estate planning is not a one-time event. You've said this 1,000 times, Paul, in the videos that you've done and everything you've promoted. It's not a one-time thing. So in the early stages of things, you might have the basics, but now in that mid-career, 45 to 65, it's critical. You probably own a home. You've got substantial retirement assets. Your income is about to be as high as it's ever been. Now is the time for a full-blown estate plan that includes everything from your gifting strategies. We did a plan, actually, our attorneys did a plan for someone recently who really wanted charitable plans memorialized. And when we say memorialized, think about just putting those charitable plans in a concrete plaque, you know, that it's going to happen. And we're doing it right now, Paul, just so you know. We're actually going to sign the paperwork today. I'm going to help the notary today get it signed, that this nice lady who very sadly is leaving this world with cancer, she's going to leave soon, but she is so happy to know that she's going to lock in her charitable plan. She's going to give $1.5 million to her church. And before having her plans done, that might have been a bit difficult because we'd have to go through this whole process. Right. So that's right where she's at. She's 63 years old. It's a very tough situation, but we're so happy that we can step in there and help her actually leave on her terms.
Yeah,
and
no.
And she's right in that mid-career range and, you know, just under 65, and you never think that's going to be the case, but it is sometimes.
Yeah, life happens. Well, it's interesting because as we were talking beforehand, we're going through our agenda on this, asset protection starts to become important, you know, at this stage.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, you've got assets that you're building up, and asset protection, the way we define it, and it's, you know, it's integrated with estate planning, should be, is the process of guarding your assets from, you know, liabilities. And liabilities could be tax issues, liabilities could be car accidents, liabilities could be anything, you know. And so if you own rental property, if you're passing anything on to your kids, you know, you've got stocks, bonds, and cash, a home, all that stuff, you start to think about that. And I know, you know, we deal with many clients on this level, and even just, you know, passing assets to kids, as we're talking about estate planning, there are different ways to do that. You can set up an asset protection trust as a parent so that assets go into a trust for your kids so that
it's
protected from their creditors down the road. So talk a little bit about asset protection, how it gets built in now at this stage.
Well, I'm going to use again. I love to use current examples because we are blessed as a firm. We're blessed to be busy. We're blessed to be referred by CPAs and attorneys and professionals all over the country. And this is a recent introduction that I was able to make that initial call and then get our attorneys plugged in that are the right members of our team. Well, this is a situation where it looked like it was going to be a very basic estate plan, living trust and wills and powers of attorney and so on and so forth. And when we asked the question about how are your kids doing, are they in good shape, financially, healthy, any challenges or difficulties, the room went quiet or the phone went quiet. And as it turns out, one of the kids, there's two daughters, one of the daughters, she's not handling her life and managing life very well. So the question came up on how we would then be able to build in a structure that allowed for her to still inherit a substantial amount from mom and dad without that being wasted or hurting her further by enabling perhaps destructive behavior. So now our attorneys are going to build in, as you said, Paul, special children's trust for the to keep their money separated, but also to keep it from being used willy-nilly, right? So it puts in some restrictions on how that money can be used for the benefit of daughter, but not in a situation where she can use it in a way that might hurt her further. Does that make sense? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It was very good.
Yeah, it's a great thing you bring up is a special needs trust planning.
Yes.
We've got an attorney on staff who's been very open about her own child with special needs. And Hannah's been incredible about talking about her whole experience and how to guard your child, you know, with proper planning. So it's a great point. Right. Craig, now we're getting into really kind of the retirement stage, you know, 65 plus, you're moving on. A lot going on here with planning. What are the main things we should be talking about here?
Well, rather than rehash first all the things that are, it's basically it waterfalls down, right? So from that 18 and 30 and 45, all of those things that we should be doing in those stages are now lumped into age 65. And hopefully we've done a lot of those things leading up to our age 65 and beyond.
Right.
But if we have, the big one for some folks that is often missed in the conversation is estate tax and estate transfer planning. How are we going to transfer to the next generation?
Right.
Can't tell you how many times I've met folks, I know you have, Paul, that they thought the best way to transfer assets to their kids was just simply to deed it to their children, and they signed a deed and handed over a house.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't realize the ramifications with taxes and everything else, and they just signed it over. Or they put their kids on their bank account, things like that. But the big one that there's rumblings in Washington, you know, our founder, Harry Barth, likes to say this, we don't know if it's going to happen, but there's rumblings in Washington that the estate tax thresholds are going to be pushed way back down, which means a lot of folks who have estates that are not subject to estate tax now could potentially fall into that category. And now is that time in that 65 plus range to really evaluate that, to take a close look at whether there's a risk.
No, it's a great point. We also get into this stage here. As people, you know, all of us are getting older and aging, there's a lot going on that we deal with there. There's a Medicaid planning, you know, making sure that if you've got assets, that they are guarded so that you don't, you know, exhaust all those assets through Medicaid and, you know, your care, you know. And so Medicaid requires you to spend down everything you have, basically to go broke before you start getting help, you know, for your care. And so that's an issue that comes up with a lot of clients. And we have discussions with family members about that is what do you do with aging parents? It's a delicate situation.
Well, I told my mom I'm going to leave her at Walmart in the pet department, but she says she's on to me. So I'm going to have to come up with a different idea. But you're bringing up a good point that the law is an interesting animal, right? The law is for everyone. And in using areas of the law and appropriate structures that would be otherwise missed because they didn't have a team that understands, hey, by the way, everybody's allowed to go over there and to use that, but you just don't know it yet because you have not met a team like Barth Calderone.
Right.
That's the key, is that at 65 and 65 plus, you really want to make sure that you have been introduced to all of the nuance planning, the estate planning, legacy planning that you may not have been introduced to yet, so that you can at least decide, right, that whether or not that's appropriate for you. So that's a key piece there. I love the Medicaid reminder, though, Paul. That Medicaid planning and being able to structure your estate in such a way that it is not all taken by the state, for example, if that's a situation you fall into. That's a great reminder.
Yeah. And then as we get kind of hit the wall here on things, I'll mention too that, you know, we deal with a lot of families that own, you know, rental income property or, you know, have a house they're passing on. And that becomes very important. Rental income properties, you know, in a lot of cases, it's retirement income for the people who own those properties. They don't have traditional 401ks. And so there's some very specific important issues about how to treat, you know, those properties in retirement, guard them. So, you don't have liability that destroys your retirement income through properties and getting the properties to kids in different states. I mean, California's got some horrible laws, you know, recent laws
right.
that can impact the transfer of property to your kids. So we look at all those issues. But I just want to make that point that, you know, those are important issues that come up, too, when we're getting people organized.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at this post 65, you know, let's say 65 to the finish line, right?
Yeah.
65 to the finish line. Those are, again, those years are critical. Those are places where a lot of folks move into retirement mode and they stop paying attention to things like this. They're in retirement mode. They're going on a cruise. They're traveling. They don't want to worry about this stuff. And yet, this is the time where mistakes can often be made. This is the time when mistakes or things could be uncovered with a simple consult. We had one recently. You mentioned rental properties, Paul, that a couple had three different rental properties and they thought everything's fine. And as it turns out, there had been mortgage refinances along the way. And our simple assessment process, and I say simple, but it's really, you know, Paul, it is digging into everything. We look
right.
at all of the documents and everything else. And what we found was that two of those rental properties were never placed back into and titled properly back into their estate planning. So,
meaning it's going to go through probate.
Absolutely. And not just that. Here's the key, Paul. Not just that. One of the properties was in another state.
Which is
a probate in California and a probate in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So this was a case where their CPA had introduced them to our team. And then we recommended a full assessment. And we went through and we found that was a huge deal for the family. Can you imagine the cost of doing probate in both states? I mean,
yeah.
That would have been just terrible.
Onerous.
Yeah. So very, very important at that 65 to the finish line. Now's the time to stay diligent and make sure that the government and the county, they don't get to stick their paws back in your pocket when you're gone. That's
yeah.
good. Hey, don't forget, so text Guard Assets to 650-459-2712.
Yeah, I
so
want to.
You can actually get on there.
Yeah, because people came on a little bit after we show this initially. But for those who came on, love to have you here. Thanks for doing this. And keep your eyes open on your email for we're doing these weekly. So every week we're going to have topics like this. But if you want to get one-on-one with Craig and the attorneys at the team for a free strategy session, bring any issue, small, medium, large, estate planning, asset protection, you have a question, and text Guard Assets to that phone number. It'll send you a link. Click on the link and you fill out a form. It takes you probably 30 seconds. And then we'll book you for your one-on-one. That can be a phone call, a Zoom, or if you're in the area in beautiful Southern California near Disneyland, you can come into the office. Mickey will not be there, but we will.
If you want to take me to Disneyland, I'll go. But
yeah, well, thank you, everybody, for being here. Craig, thanks. Great stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Outstanding. Bye, everybody.
All right.